The following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Did You Know Show. I am your host, Alex Parnuk, and together we'll attempt to resolve some of the most complex problems on the planet, but in a very common sense sort of way. Something that seems to be sorely missing in this age of media information overload. In doing this show, one would ask, why have I committed myself to this task? The plain and simple answer is, I want to get information to you that seems to be missing and not provided in the old media. So join me in the show through your interaction by providing comments, suggestions, and if necessary, criticism when you don't agree. You can contact me at shout@theflypod.com. This segment of the Did You Know Show interrupts my continuing series on the executive branch of our government and provides updated information focusing on that department of the executive branch known as the Department of Homeland Security, specifically regarding the operations of the U.S. Border Patrol. This is an update on the southern border fence, which separates San Diego, California, with Tijuana, Baja California, Mexico, which is to the south. The reason for this interruption was an opportunity which presented itself to be involved in a tour of the border fence area and my observation therein. You would also recall I have been a staunch opponent of the border fence. I have been critical of that expenditure of monies as unnecessary and wasteful due to my belief and judgment that as long as the disparity in income exists between Mexico to the south and its richer neighbor to the north, that they will come. The they, illegal aliens, and yes, I'm using the politically incorrect terminology, are those who cross the border without being inspected, illegally, and without authorization of proper authorities. These illegals, EWIs, entry without inspection, that's what we used to call them, come from all over the world, but predominantly from Mexico, Latin, and South America. They come seeking jobs and a better life, especially when escaping from the turmoil, be it drugs, political upheaval, or just an opportunity to better oneself when compared to what is taking place in their home country. Newsflash, I have changed my mind on the fence and the economic utility therein as to placement and positioning of that fence. In areas with higher population densities, metropolitan areas adjacent to each other, but separated by an international boundary. I now take the position that there are occasions and locations wherein the fence does make a difference. But first, as a recap, the United States Border Patrol has had as its primary responsibility the job of maintaining the security of the borders of these United States. After 9/11, changes were made and quite a few agencies of the United States government were reorganized into the Department of Homeland Security. But did you know that only the visible aspect of that change for the Border Patrol was the addition of another patch designated that now the United States Border Patrol was under the authority of the DHS and, to be specific, known as Customs Border Protections, CBP. You should know that the U.S. Border Patrol is one-third of the manpower of the new organization called CBP, or Customs Border Protection. U.S. Border Patrol has over 21,000 agents responsible for over 7,000 miles of border and 95,000 miles of coastline. The original organizational structure has been maintained with a chief patrol agent in Washington, D.C., answerable to a commissioner of Customs Border Protection. The U.S. is divided up into 20 geographic areas called sectors within the continental United States. Each sector has individual Border Patrol stations which are responsible for the various segments of the border and some further north interior stations. Recall, as in previous shows, I have advised that over 30 years ago, I worked as a Border Patrol agent in Chula Vista stations, just as it sat then and today on Bayer Boulevard in San Ysidro, California. The only difference being that the sector headquarters where the chief patrol agent resides has moved, but for all other intents and differences, the structure and general locations today are quite similar as it was those 30 years ago when I proudly wore the green uniform of a United States Border Patrol agent. In the late 80s and early 90s, the San Diego sector was one of the busiest apprehension areas in the U.S. Then, as fencing and manpower was increased, those numbers of illegal entrants started moving to the east to areas that did not have either fencing or manpower. At one time, a majority of the apprehensions nationally occurred in San Diego sector, but now have moved eastward towards Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas. Looking in retrospect, it seems just as things sometimes change, they really don't change at all. While experiencing the tour of the border, I recognized certain areas which at one time were high illegal entry areas, which now are adjacent to residential and business locations, providing a thriving economy as it should be expected in a border area. 30 years ago, this was not the case, because these same areas were a no-man's land that attracted murderers, rapists, thieves, smugglers, and innocent victims just wanting to enter the United States for those very reasons stated earlier. Granted, there are still some very dangerous areas of the border, just as there were years ago, but what struck me most was the thriving economy and private residences that have grown up in these very areas. And that brings me back to the fence. The new and improved fence between San Diego, California, and Tijuana has allowed the resurgence of growth and commerce. By curtailing and lessening the number of illegal aliens attempting to enter into the U.S. near the port of entry, three significant things relating to Border Patrol agents working in the San Diego sector have been accomplished. First, it has pushed those attempting to enter further east into the mountainous regions of San Diego County, as reflected by numbers of apprehension in the San Diego sector versus sectors further east. Secondly, it has allowed Border Patrol agents to concentrate more on contraband smuggling and preventing those types of persons wanting to cause harm to these United States, such as terrorists. And lastly, it has made the border area around the fence much more readily responded to, thereby increasing officer safety. While standing close to the international border, near one of the more notorious canyon areas, I reflected on 30 years ago. I recall how long it would have taken for one of my fellow agents to come to my assistance, whereas today they have a paved roadway that is well-lit and subject to 24-hour surveillance. Yes, that is a most valued improvement, and the fence has played a significant role as to that result. On April 2, 2014, the current commissioners of Customs Border Patrol provided testimony to a congressional subcommittee on Homeland Security, during which he emphasized, and I quote, "In fiscal 2013, Border Patrol apprehension activity remained low, with apprehensions in California, Arizona, and New Mexico continuing in a downward trend. Border Patrol apprehensions totaled 420,000 nationwide, and in fiscal 2013, 15% above fiscal 2012, but 42% below fiscal 2008 levels. What the commissioner didn't say was that the word amnesty is being bandied around again and again, and I believe that from now until after the elections of 2016, we will see apprehension rates rise due to the psychology of politics rather than the necessity of need, affecting the forces that impact the number of illegal aliens attempting to enter the United States. If one looks at a graph of apprehensions, one sees peaks when in the historical record the word amnesty is spoken, and bang, the numbers go up." There should be mention of one other aspect of the border. As the U.S. Border Patrol continues to improve, modernize, and respond more swiftly to situations, foreign nationals living outside the United States do not live in a vacuum and will therefore be aware of these improvements and will attempt to get into the U.S. sooner than later as the situation improves for the Border Patrol but gets more difficult for the illegal aliens. Well, listeners, I hope you've enjoyed this update on the border and my change of heart. But one aspect needs to be lastly addressed, and that is the solution to the illegal alien problem. And the solution to the illegal alien problem is twofold. One, stop illegal alien employment in the United States, and two, reinstate a guest worker program, as was done in the 1940s. The solution to this problem lies not in trying to catch all the illegal entrants, but exists in denying them the opportunity to get jobs and reinstating a bracero program which was stopped in the mid-60s, which had provided farm labor to American farmers. Now, bracero in Spanish just means manual laborer. And ask any farmer in California or along the southern border, and I hazard to guess the majority will agree with a guest worker program because they cannot get enough workers that are legally here and are willing to do that kind of work. And finally, this is a personal request to you, the listener. Each and every one of you listeners can do something about this problem. You need to contact your representatives in Washington and tell them that the answer lies in the employer verification program and a guest worker program for American farmers. Employer verification, or E-Verify, as it is more commonly referred to, needs to be mandatory for all employers across the United States. Also, a guest farm worker program needs to be instituted. Folks, with today's technology, neither one of these items is very difficult. They just need to be legislated and applied. Well, listeners, that's it. And if you're still on the fence, about the fence, then maybe this program has helped you decide on which side of the fence. Thank you so much for listening. Well, until next time in our next Did You Know show, keep your powder dry and your silver coins in your pocket.